Good afternoon. We are live.
Is there not like not even an intro?
No, there was an intro. Oh, okay. We did it quiet. We did it quietly though. Okay. So to surprise you guys. But today is what, the 23rd of March. This is going to be a fun show. We're gonna have Joe Danier, obviously, of Youngstown Studio.
Joe, where am I talking? Am I talking to this one?
It'll pick you up. You don't have to leave.
Okay. And most of you people from Youngstown will know Luke and Isaac, the Schuster brothers, the MLO bros, will be joining us for an entertaining edition of the 330 Sports Show. Obviously, a ton of sports going on right now. A guest of ours just won a state title earlier today, Kennedy Catholic head coach Justin Magistro. So congratulations to them. Obviously the Sweet 16 is going on in tonight. We got the Cavs playing tonight. There's a bunch of stuff going on in the sports world, a bunch of Browns news, all stuff like that. But I'm going to leave that just on our social media platform so you guys can check that out. Today's show is going to be a Youngstown version of the Sweet 16, since we're going to do that. So I created a bracket in which I'll put out later, but we're going to have Joe, Isaac, and Luke kind of vote on these things. We're going to use them as talking points, and we're going to move them on in a bracket style Sweet 16 edition. So with this beautiful weather we're having today, the number one seed, and actually I'm not even going to seed these. We're just going to talk about them the way they are, but too many cloudy days. So let me preface this before we get into this. So this is going to be, we all obviously love Youngstown a lot. You know, the Youngstown, Mahoning Valley, Columbiana, Trumbull, Mahoning County, all that stuff. We love it. We're proud. You know, we all grew up here. We're all from here. We all live here.
Yep.
But there's a lot to nitpick about this area.
It's good to joke. Yeah. I mean, we can pick on ourselves.
Yeah. Right? We're having fun while nitpicking on the area. Mm-hmm. So if you're watching, please chime in. And Luke, I see Austin already commented. He loves the shirt. Yeah, so tell him what you guys are doing tomorrow.
We are going to try something new, aren't we, Isaac?
We are, and I'm terrified.
We are going to be calling Melodic Live has, and if you don't know who Melodic Live is, a local sports show, online sports show. He covers a bunch of shows. I've known him since he was freaking
covers all high school sports.
16. He's been doing it forever, so we always support him. And he asked us to announce and call the basketball game.
Mm-hmm. That's nice, by the way, you guys support other.
We do. We try. Absolutely.
That's the way to do it.
That's the way.
But the problem is I've never done that before.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, I've called football games, but I was always color commentary.
Yeah. Yeah.
And
so which one of you guys are going to be color and which one?
Isaac's going to be color.
Okay.
The problem is I had to explain to him what that was.
I have no idea what I'm doing.
So we were practicing the other day and he's terrible. And we're going to get it. We'll get it by the last game. Because there's like five games tomorrow at Austin Town.
Okay.
So it's going to be like live from 5 to like 10.
Okay.
So we got cameras set up. We're going to use their huddle system, which is what it's called to get the view. Mm-hmm. So it should be good.
Okay.
So
yeah, it's gonna be that, and boom goes dynamite.
Exactly. Or what is it? We're gonna see how that plays out. That's a rough call there, Cotton.
It's a bold strategy.
We'll see how that plays out, Cotton.
That is not an easy thing to do. Like, I feel like baseball would be the easiest one because it's slow paced.
Yes.
Basketball is tough because you got to know names a little bit. So you guys might be saying number 24, number 5, number 3, whatever.
I have the things. I have the list.
Yeah.
And I haven't even looked at it yet. I figured we'll worry about that on the way over.
See, to me, like, now this is an all-star game. It's fun.
Joe, like, starts shaking.
Yeah.
Or his TEDx, he's like, I was practicing, like, 6 months before. Yeah. And I was like, we're going to figure that out on the car ride over.
So if a kid's name is unpronounceable, you'll just call them by their number.
Number. Exactly. We'll try and say it. We'll say it completely wrong and just go with it. I don't care.
Yeah, like, Pulling Bulldog Kid scores.
That's the kid that shot the three last time. He did great.
Malik knew what he was getting with us, so it's fine.
Yeah, no, that'll be fun, though. So check that out. Are they streaming that then? Are you guys streaming it?
Yeah, we're going to stream it. Okay. We're going to stream to our stuff, Malik stuff, all of our Facebook groups.
It's all right.
Good. I mean, there's a ton of games. Like I said, there's 4 games, 5 games.
Okay.
I mean,
it's all so a couple girls' games, a couple boys' games. Okay. Yeah,
from all over Mahoning, Trumbull County.
Awesome.
So it's very exciting.
Okay.
So, all right. You can check that out online.
Hope he feeds us.
Oh,
I think he said he was bringing chips.
Oh, Austin Town. There's a ton to eat right in that area. Yeah. So,
have to order a pizza.
Bites Edge High School.
In the middle of the game, you just order a pizza. Have the delivery guy as we're doing it. Feet like
bring it up.
Pizza.
Bring it up to the booth.
Yeah,
I would do that. Absolutely.
And Fernando's is right down the street. Yeah. Wedgwood. Yeah. Order that.
Yeah, why not? All right, we got this.
All right. So, you guys, obviously, on your show, you guys bring in a lot of guests, but you also talk about some controversial stuff from time to time. Yeah. And I love that. And I think a lot of people love that because, you know, you guys call yourselves pot stirrers sometimes and stuff like that, but we're going to have fun with this today. Okay. And we're going to have fun, but we're going to use them as talking points and go on. So this is, again, I'm going to preface this one more time. This is the annoying things about Youngstown area, but we love where we live.
Yes,
so,
of course.
But this is the Sweet 16. So let's go first round. Too many cloudy days, which again, beautiful day outside, pouring down rain, versus Italian chain restaurants in Youngstown. So now we know Youngstown is so known for pizza. It's so known for all kinds of Italian food. I mean, at one point, I'm sure like 80% or more of the people that lived here were Italian.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we are going to vote on the most annoying one of these things. So if you had to pick, this is a tough one because the weather here, like I saw a stat once, it's like Seattle, Washington, London, England, Youngstown, Ohio, three cloudiest places
in the world.
Yeah,
that's great. Yeah. I've heard that before.
Why? So, you didn't know that? Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I don't know if it's because we're in a valley or what, but so we're gonna vote for most annoying. So which one, and you guys want to elaborate on any of that stuff?
You want to go in an order, or how are we going to do this?
So, Joe, why don't we start with you? What do you think? Which one's more annoying to you?
I'm going to go with too many cloudy days because I was a numbskull who installed a solar system that doesn't work well on cloudy. that's Joe's an idiot.
That's all right.
Joe wants the sun.
Give me the sun.
Yeah.
Isaac?
I am going Italian chain restaurants. I didn't have Italian chain restaurants until I went there on like a high school field trip. Like I didn't go to Olive Garden.
Yeah.
Olive Garden,
Carrabba's, which closed. That's not going to make it here.
Because you know? I ate grandma's house spaghetti on Sunday nights.
Yeah.
So
even the non-Italians will do pasta Sunday nights. You know what I mean?
Like that's what you do.
Like, I mean, Sunday sauce or whatever.
We didn't go to the Italian chains because I would be like, oh, you know, my friends are going, like, I'd be mom and dad. My friends are going to Olive Garden. Can we try that place? No, their meatballs and spaghetti are garbage. We only get grandma's.
What are you going to get, like, the taste of Italy over there? Come on, you get that at grandma's
house.
So
I wasn't allowed to go there.
Uh-huh.
So Italian chain restaurant.
All right. Luke, you're going to break the tie then.
So first off, Olive Garden, I went there with my kids because they were like, for some reason, egging to go. I haven't been there in years.
Yeah, yeah.
No offense, Olive Garden. My opinion. Where's the camera? My opinion. My opinion. Where the camera is?
Right up there.
Absolute junk.
Okay.
It's really gone downhill. Yeah. Really, really gone downhill since like the 90s, I think is the last time I was there.
Okay.
With that being said, though, the cloudy days, I hate it.
Okay.
I'm sun. I like sun. Like, it's sunny out, I'll go sit outside on the porch.
Okay.
And I feel like
it's getting in the camera, dude.
There's even here it does.
Yeah. Good job, dude.
It's everywhere. All the time. So it's cloudy day.
Okay.
I hate it.
Cloudy all right. Days, so cloudy days moves on to the next round. We'll revisit that. All right.
So that moves on, right?
That moves on.
All right, cloudy days.
This is the more annoying. Yeah. I'm just the moderator here. So
all right. Our tiebreaker, because if Joe wasn't here, you'd not be fighting me.
True. All right. So the next category, when I come from work, I'm coming from Boardman and I'm coming downtown and I drive through the Uptown. The Uptown is a huge eyesore. Ooh, and awesome. I know, you know, like JJ's was a place I used to go in college or high school, maybe from time to time. And that was the place to go. Now downtown has obviously taken that over. Downtown's really nice, but the Uptown is awful. It's terrible.
There's
so
nothing there anymore.
It looks like a war zone. Practically. And I know a lot of people have great memories of that, but if you drive by, it's not a great place right now. Okay. So we're gonna this round is the Uptown eyesore versus you guys had this on your show. Some overzealous sports parent, and I'm not going to name names or say schools.
Southridge.
But
it's okay. I'm moving there and we grew up there. So we're allowed to
say yeah, that. We're totally allowed to say that.
Okay. All right. So two South Range alums.
Yeah.
And we obviously had some issues at South Range.
But you know what's funny was? I mean, can I say?
Please.
So parents brought a lawyer to a school board meeting.
Yep.
During basketball season.
Classy move. Classy.
And trying to get the coach fired, saying we were abusive and all this stuff.
First world problems.
Mm-hmm.
Coach, and we were all over because I was like, that's just something you don't do.
Mm-hmm.
And they ended up quietly suspending him. Like, no, you know what I mean? It was just, oh, he's on leave. Next thing you know, they hire, or they get another coach. And then they end up going to the freaking playoffs and winning a bunch of games, which is good for the kids.
And that's what I told. That's what I said. I said, they had a point and they proved their point. Those kids proved their point. That he was replaced by Irons. Irons is fantastic.
Great coach.
He was my freshman coach.
Yeah, I coached with him in South Range.
But what we heard was there were still complaints about him. Still parents saying my kid should have played.
Mm-hmm.
So it doesn't matter if you're winning or losing. It's a lot easier to sit a kid that that isn't deserving of playing if you're winning, obviously. Because
now, the only little tidbit of information I have there, is. Obviously, the football team was really good this year.
Yeah.
So football season extended into basketball season.
Yeah.
So you need some more bodies, some kids that didn't play football. And then those younger kids, usually like freshman, sophomore at a smaller school, can play over those older kids.
Oh, yeah.
And I think there was some contention there.
Oh,
so that's all I know. Yeah. But again,
and I think there was only one football player that was causing problems.
Yeah. Okay.
And he was a senior.
Okay. And no names, please. But, you know.
We're not even the kid. Probably the parents.
Probably. It's an unfortunate situation. And this is not isolated to South Range. This is everywhere.
Yeah, absolutely.
Believe me, I've lived that too before. So I know it. So we're going Uptown Eyesore.
Let's do each round.
Let's do you, me, and then Joe be the tiebreaker.
That's probably a good idea.
And
okay.
Joe tiebreaker.
Okay.
Tiebreaker.
Yeah. Okay. If not, you and I, Joe should always be last. Because if not, you and I, that's okay. Just because we're just so confused.
No, that's good.
Because then next time, if Joe goes first and then I look at you,
I'm going to do opposite.
I look at you. Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
That's fair.
Semantics. It's good.
It's brother semantics.
Okay. I love it. Okay. All right. So you got to pick which one's the most annoying. So
without a doubt in my mind, Uptown is on its way up. I think they're tearing buildings down. They're doing what they're doing. Okay. They're working. Okay.
It's becoming a parking lot. Okay. I think it's on its way down. Okay. Honestly.
A parking lot is better than what is there now.
I will say knock the buildings down green. Yeah. Make it green.
Open space. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. Open canvas. Overzealous parents is a problem everywhere, all age levels.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes they're worse at the youth level.
Oh, 100%. When I ref basketball, I refuse to ref fourth, fifth, and sixth grade. Then after that, I refuse to ref seventh and eighth grade. Mm-hmm. And then I said, I only want freshmen and JV.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's just freshman and JV.
Yeah.
The parents are insane. So I coached sixth grade this year.
Mm-hmm.
We had a grandparent walk out on the floor and yell at a ref in his face.
Yep.
We had parents screaming and yelling. Not my parents, like other things. Yeah, I had one parent scream across the floor to me saying like something and not thinking I wouldn't respond. And of course I did, and I said, you got a problem. Whenever you want to go, buddy, come on over here. And he just looked at me and put his head down. Yep. So it's insane. So 100% overzealous parents.
All right. Isaac.
Uptown eyesore, overzealous parents. I'm going parents as well, honestly, because Uptown, I feel like eventually it could come back, but people just suck. And that's just
100%.
That is way, way worse and makes me more angry than Uptown ever will. So.
I agree. So that's going to move on. But Joe, I want your two cents. No, it does. It counts, your opinion still matters.
All right. I played baseball since I was a kid. And I think those parents were the most hilarious things on the planet.
Yeah.
And so like we dismissed it and it was just enjoyable to watch them go freaking crazy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Somebody's
and hecklers make the game fun. Yeah. So I'm going to go with Uptown being an eyesore.
Okay. All right.
All right. Having a business downtown. He's like, screw the uptown. I hate that. Hate those guys. Come downtown. Yeah.
I will say too, not to get on our Catholic school debate, but Cardinal Mooney, I think, made a big mistake not moving it out to the suburbs. They were considering
where are they going to put it?
Tippy Canoe and Western Reserve, that corner, that big lot that's there. And they decided to keep it there.
Tippy and Western Reserve.
Yeah, and there's a big open lot there.
It's a park right now?
Yeah.
It's a park. It's part of the Mahoning County.
I think there is like a wildlife refuge thing down
there. They're going to put it there?
Yeah. Whoa. Not in the wetlands. Okay. Above the hill.
It, up high. Up the hill. Okay, yeah. Right. Wow.
So I don't know. Again, we'll get there. Okay. Okay. All right. So far we got too many cloudy days and overzealous parents moving on. Next up, this is going to be fun. So especially if anyone in Trumbull County, and again, Youngstown area includes Warren, Youngstown, Mahoning Valley. Sure. So Trumbull County commissioners, one of who might have used to do a show down here from time to time.
But really?
Yeah.
Maybe.
Malloy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
he said he's going to come on the show. On our
nice.
Show. I invited him.
Well, I mean, let Trumbull County commissioners, if you want to single one out, I mean, I'm pretty sure.
Which one would be most interesting? Let's see.
Most interesting? Most crazy?
What's it? What's Canna Melissa?
What?
Mauro Canna Melissa?
Yeah, no, I don't know, man.
Not that one. Pick again.
I watched a five minutes of like an hour and a half video of said.
Yeah,
person last night. I
have Nikki Frenchco. I'll say
She's a government. She's a government official.
We're allowed to say it.
Yeah,
government official.
That's a good point.
You got to come out of here.
I'm just moderating here. You guys are cooking.
And there's nobody to blame other than the Trumbull County voters for voting her in.
Because
that is who voted her in.
It is extremely uncomfortable watching those meetings. Extremely uncomfortable. It's funny.
Yeah.
And I've only watched a couple minutes here and there, but there's been arrests.
It is a goddamn TV
stuff
show.
Malloy closed the building down one time because they said he said Nikki Frenchco was threatening employees and he felt they weren't safe. So he said everybody home early.
That's a good work culture.
Super healthy. We're family here.
And you said I treat you bad as a loan officer.
We're all family here.
Yeah, that's crazy.
So any other nuggets of information from that you guys have learned from your I love the video that you guys put together.
Oh, my
that was phenomenal.
My Meet the
Trumbull
Commission.
Was
so good.
Yeah, like a game show.
I'm not gonna lie, I love Nikki Frenchco. Because she is the best, topic of conversation we've ever had.
At the very least, she is extremely interesting.
I mean, it's amazing.
It's very Trump-esque. Very Trump-esque.
We had our show. We've talked about her a couple different times, and she has messaged our Facebook page. You guys need to call me right now. Throws up
absolutely
phone. So then I text Isaac. I'm like, hey, dude, you got to call her right now. He's like, absolutely not. I was like, just do your job and call her.
She is crazy enough that
we should open up our phone lines.
Open them up.
You'll call her and then she will construe something you say into something else, into something else, and attack you using what you said. Terrifying. Yeah. I'm not having that phone conversation without being recorded.
No way.
Well, Joe might open up our phone lines here. We'll see. Okay, so
call us up.
This one, I put a couple generic things in here that are common to a lot of cities and towns, but never ending construction. So we're going to Trumbull County. And if you guys came down here, I don't know which way you came, but downtown Youngstown, and the streets are going to be beautiful soon.
Yeah,
but man, it has been a shit show for
it's like a nuke went off a year.
Yeah. You know, they had that who was that did the concert? Luke Bryan. When he was down here, you had to take like various routes because all the streets were closed. It's still like that, and it's 8 months later. So, so never ending construction. So. I'll tell you what, Isaac, we'll start with you on this one. We'll go to Joe, then we'll go to Luke.
Okay. So I am going the never-ending construction route.
Okay. As more annoying.
As more annoying. Okay. Because when construction is literally driving companies out of the city because it's so bad all the time, and it has been for so long.
Thank you for calling Colin Studios host and call screener line.
That's the phone lines opening up, by the way.
But Trumbull County Commissioners, it's only going to be so much fun for so much longer. I really don't think.
Okay. And it technically doesn't affect us either in Mahoning County.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
it is a good fun show to watch.
You are now in the host room and can manage your callers.
We'll have Joe go next. Okay. So Isaac went with never ending construction. It's more annoying.
Well, man, that's an unfair competition because both are dumpster fires. I'm going to go with construction. Trumbull County is at least has some entertainment value. I've never been entertained with the cluster that they create in construction.
Isaac is telling me to suck something over here when Joe just voted on that.
Your opinion doesn't matter.
Your opinion does matter, Luke. We are moving on. Never ending construction. Suck something. These microphones are really good.
They probably picked that up.
But Luke, at least share your thoughts on this.
So the bracket is for annoying.
More annoying. So with the more annoying.
I am not annoyed with the Trumbull County Commissioners. I am in love.
Okay.
I am in love with it.
It's free content.
Because it is the best content I've ever seen. Like, if people at home, if you've never watched this,
go watch it.
Because it is the most, and go watch it on Nikki Frenchco's Facebook page.
Yeah, she's the one that shares it.
She holds it up, like her own phone up, and looks at it and fixes her hair.
Yeah, she's like, I'm keeping everyone accountable here. And okay, if it was about the actual meeting and you recording the meeting, it would be on everybody's face. But no, it's on your face the entire time. And you have it up and down when you can literally just go like this and get all three of you. But no, it's about you, Nick. Let's be honest.
Oh, that's so great. So I'm going to go with never-ending construction because I'm in love with the commissioner.
Okay. All right.
I'm obsessed with it.
All right. So never-ending construction moves on. Thank you, though, Trumbull County Commissioners, for participating. Yeah. All right. The bottom half or the bottom part of the last side of the bracket, by the way, James Naples, Youngstown City Government is his vote. So we'll see here. All right. Anyway, moving on to the bottom part of this side of the bracket. Insert town name, Cornersburg. Youngstown, Poland, whatever.
Nutrition.
Now, I'm guilty of, I have been to these places before.
Yeah.
And honestly, the drinks aren't terrible. They're not bad.
Yeah.
But
they're laxative drinks.
Nutrition and we can use the word Herbalife. I believe that's the company.
Yeah, they use.
It's basically a pyramid scheme.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Let's extra steps.
Exactly.
Yep.
Versus High School Glory Day guy, and you can elaborate that could be a girl too, but let's not leave anybody out. But obviously in the past year we've had some fun incidents with nutrition places, specifically in your neck of the woods.
Explain that one.
Does anyone want to dive in there?
Poland Nutrition.
I want to say that was maybe your most watched show ever.
I think so. Yeah, we had a couple.
That was really entertaining.
That was like 500 people tuned in.
We explained what happened, and then we went into the pyramid scheme that is Herbalife and how it 100% is a pyramid scheme. And I don't think those stores should even be called nutrition because it doesn't. It's powder.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's powder. But in Poland. Poland Nutrition, the owner returned some change that a customer tried to pay with, went to the front step of that customer's house after.
It was a former employee slash customer's house
and said, hey, you need this loose change more than I do. Here you go. It was like on the door, like the door cam. So that caused some drama. It was definitely something.
Something.
But versus High School Glory Day guy.
We all know that guy or girl.
No.
I was making my sixth grader watch my high school football tapes last night.
Yeah, so, you might be that guy.
Does that count?
Look at this hit, son. Look at this hit.
Let's rewind this real fast. I want to show you this again. Let's literally do that.
Look at that form tackle. Clean form tackle right here.
That is a fact I was doing that. That's so funny.
Yeah. I think definitely the nutrition stores are worse than the high school glory day guy.
Okay.
But maybe if you don't know who the high school glory day guy is, Luke, maybe you are.
Maybe I am. Who, my turn?
Yeah, go for it.
Oh, I'm going to go with the nutrition too. Okay. And here's the thing. I feel bad because when we were going over the pole nutrition thing, we had there's Struthers Nutrition. I think there's an Austintown Nutrition. Mm-hmm. And those people were like, we're not like her. You're doing our, and we're like, look, I understand that. Mm-hmm. But you're still selling Herbalife stuff, which has a known, pyramid scheme.
And the thing is, the more nutrition stores,
I think they would call it multi-level marketing.
Yeah, what they call it. I mean, they admitted it,
which is shaped like a pyramid.
It's like the Office thing. Like the Office,
making more stores from that top point. No, the thing is, and I feel bad for those people because they don't even realize it, but they're being done so dirty by Herbalife because Herbalife forces them to buy the product that they're selling in their stores. And then Herbalife just waters down the market because they want everyone to open these storefronts and sell their product. And then they just water down the market. And the more stores that open, the less money those nutrition stores are going to make.
We had the conversation of why don't these stores go buy some oranges, some bananas, and some fruit.
Boom!
Right?
Yeah.
Save, right? It's not that hard.
Wow, it sounds like another smoothie store. I don't know. Pulp?
Yeah, right.
Go to a pulp like an adult. Right,
and then just sell it. Like, we said that. And just sell the stuff like that. Yeah. And then you don't have to pay Herbalife. Like, that was our conversation.
And multi-level marketing company, whatever, that is what I will give them. They're very good at marketing. Yeah. And I was marketing major at YSU, but they are very good at getting that vibe of if you come into our store, here's this cool picture, this cool backdrop you can take a picture in front of and then post about it and say, you came to this store. They're very good at that stuff to make it cool and hype it up and get kids in there. But it's like that's all it's marketing. It's a marketing company. It's 100%. Not selling a product. It's selling what's it called? Snake venom? What do they call it? Snake oil.
Snake oil.
That's all it is. All it's right. Not really nutrition. It's going to make you poop. That's what it's going to do.
And I think Joe, with his reaction, chimed in on that as well. Do you have any other comments on that?
I'm actually going to amend my vote here. So, it's annoying, the nutrition, because of how close they are to being a legitimate business. If they just go to the grocery store and buy some fresh fruit and vegetables, they can totally pull that off. It's not a secret sauce, guys.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
But I just had a back and forth with a Glory Day guy the other day, our buddy Tom Sharp. He checkmated me he's a Hall of Famer, high school athlete.
Yeah.
And so, I'm going with annoying, but I'm going to call him out and it's going to be a Tom Sharp Glory Day.
Well, that doesn't make that makes total sense coming from a dork. But
Joe has been hanging out with us way too much.
Yes.
Joe is starting to hang out with us way. He's starting to call people out on Facebook on his show.
Yeah.
Coming from a dork. Joe, let me tell you what. He played softball with us.
Okay.
You're going to play again in the spring, right?
Dude,
he was deceivingly athletic at baseball. I was like Joe's like, hey, I'll play him.
Little outfielder.
He's a farmer.
Was fast. Yeah. And he caught the ball. I was like, whoa.
Well, catching the ball is your bare minimum standard.
Dude, you could probably play. We'll see. I mean, dude, when I'm at shortstop, our tape's not very good. 280 pound shortstop.
Did you know that I was inducted in the MLO Bros Hall of Fame last year?
It's true.
I mean, hang on my laurels, baby.
It's true. It's true. So, all right, we're moving on with
Jonestown Pizza Reviews with a great comment. Luke's a turd. Love that comment.
Pizza Reviews, you keep going down this road. You and I, we're going to have some problems.
By the way, is it 595-1600?
That's it.
If you do want to call
in. Why don't you call in, Jeremy?
595-1600. Jeremy was going to be on the show. I think he was under the weather.
Show's way better.
Too many cloudy days.
I'm telling you, I think Jeremy is is always going to commit but never come through kind
of
guy.
I did get a little bit
I was gonna. That's his new name, Jeremy. I was gonna.
Ghost hunting. He always cancels. He always says he's gonna do stuff.
Well, ghost hunting's boring.
So but at least he said, "I'm like, hey, I'm not going anymore. This is really lame."
Exactly. Jeremy's like, "Oh yeah, I'm in." And then he cancels.
Yeah, let me know what you guys.
Wishy-washy.
Yeah, I'll come. I'll come the first time you guys bring me legitimate evidence that you found a ghost. I'll go.
Fair enough. We're working on it.
We're going to get substantial evidence
so far.
We have a couple good clips, I would say.
Okay.
We can't explain. Like, we went on Saturday, and Joe had a couple things with our buddy. We picked up a new friend, ghost hunting, and, like, flashlights were going off and responding. I'm trying to work on the clips. I have no free time. But, like, you guys, the one that you guys were doing.
It was like, these flashlights were freaking responding to our questions. That's the craziest thing ever. I tried doing that crap when I got home. It doesn't work.
Isn't
that
crazy?
Nuts.
Just to disprove it, right?
Yeah.
Did you check the flashlights out, Mike?
They're
not rigged with anything?
Yep.
Yeah, dude, they were legit. And you loosen them up, you put them down, and we were asking questions.
You did it, and you got responses.
I did.
You don't know what happened.
No, I mean, okay, so if you twist these caps on, the flashlight comes on.
Yeah.
Right? So you twist it so that it's real off.
Close.
Yeah, it's real close. And then I would ask it a question, yes, no, and it would respond with yes, and then it would go out, and then the no would come on.
Dude,
crazy.
Watch the clips I posted. It's insane. And I'm thinking, okay, it's got to be a short. You know, you're creating a short with the flashlight. But the timing was just so right on.
And James, I could see it happening once, but over and over, off and on, that blew my mind.
James has a comment. He says, you guys need to do an overnighter at Mansfield Reformatory.
We've done that, sir. Twice.
We have done that.
Yeah, you can check it out on Youngstown Ghost Hunters. We've done two of those.
It's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
So. What do we got next?
All right, moving on. We're going to go to sports loyalty. Now, I wanted to throw in a specific one to Youngstown. So here's what this one is. Let me preface this. Sports loyalty. Obviously, Youngstown right in between Cleveland and Pittsburgh. Now, for me, this is very specific. You have to choose Cleveland or Pittsburgh. You can't be a Cleveland Guardians fan and a Pittsburgh Steelers fan. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
If you're a Cleveland Brown fan,
only a Sith.
Right. Can everybody root for Penguins?
Yeah. And I put on there excluding the Penguins and Cavs. So baseball and football specific. So you can't root for, no one's going to root for the Browns and the Pirates because they both suck. So this is more specifically Steeler fans rooting for the Cleveland Indians Guardians.
Yeah.
So specific to that. And this was kind of one of your guys' suggestions, blindly supporting political parties.
So, I think this is going to be a universal vote.
Yeah.
I think we're all going to be.
So you want to say it at once?
Yeah.
Let's do it on three. One, two, three.
Blindly supporting political parties.
All right. Blindly supporting political parties.
Dumbest thing.
It doesn't make any sense. Nobody likes the guy that watches too much of the news. And then he just rattles off the dig my feet into the stance of, you know, A, B, C, and D that they told you to say. And then you might bring up a valid point. Well, that's wrong because of this. And it's just like the regurgitated garbage over and over and over and refusing to see that both sides are idiots and both sides do make sense.
But you're either the Fox News guy on the one side or the MSNBC. It's nowhere in between.
I've said this a million times since we started. These political parties are designed to keep both parties in power.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And by supporting one blindly, you are supporting the other one because it's just keeping the machine going, the money coming into both parties.
And
they don't, I truly believe the Republicans and the Democrats, they really don't care.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they care, but it's not the end of the world.
They just want their job.
They just want their job. They want to get reelected.
Yep.
We need a third party candidate to start winning to show these assholes that are in the Republican Party, the Democrat Party, that there's going to be change.
All you have to do too is do a little bit of research into the barriers that are in place to shut down a third party.
Yeah.
In any, like, if somebody's trying to run for president, the barriers that are in place so that a third party doesn't win is like incredibly crazy. It'll never happen.
Look at Eric Ungaro. I don't know if you knew Eric Ungaro. Yeah,
he did a press conference.
He literally got shanghaied I truly believe this by the Republican Party and the Democratic Party in Mahoney County. Because he ran as an independent. One, the Democratic Party challenged his run by, through the Board of Elections and the signatures. Sure. Guess who's in charge of the Democratic Party or the Board of Elections? Freaking Dave Beatrice, who used to be in charge of the Democratic Party.
Yeah.
The Republicans put some random schmo on there to run to try and pull votes away from Eric. They knew that guy wasn't going to win.
Mm-hmm.
That way, Eric lost by like, I want to say 2,000 votes. And that independent guy, or that Republican got like 5,000 or 6,000 votes. I don't think if he wouldn't have won, I think Eric would have won. The whole thing. And then you got Beatrice on there, who's just a slime ball.
Yeah.
And it's just, it's unbelievable. Unbelievable.
I would love to see somebody like run as a Democrat or a Republican. Or whichever, say like, hey, I'm a Republican, but not really. Like I'm doing it just for the benefits of running as a Republican, but I'm actually an independent. Yeah. Or I'm running as
people
the
do
benefits
that all the time.
Of being a Democrat, but I'm actually an independent. And if I win, I will like remove myself from the Democrat Party and just be independent.
Yeah. Agreed. So, the best thing for this country is a strong third party.
Right.
And I think that's not just Youngstown. That's the entire country.
Yeah, 100%.
So, because it's just more level-headed.
Like, this is the most politics this show has ever discussed. No, I love it. It's good.
Good talk.
Because, I mean, it's a freaking pet peeve.
Yep.
And there's no better place. I mean, why do every presidential campaign, they stop in Youngstown?
Yeah.
They stop in Cleveland. They stop in Columbus. It's because the state matters. Yeah. So,
and I think in politics, it's becoming the cool thing, which is what you need.
All right. Yeah. Really is, all right, let's move on to it. Whoa, we got to vote for this one. We got to vote.
I think we did.
The political parties moves on. Okay. All right. The next one. This is more of just a fun one.
Okay.
But you guys all know my hatred for people that don't put their shopping carts away.
Yes.
And I will say, and this is, I'm not just making this up. On my way down here, I saw someone just fire out a Pepsi bottle out of their car. It pisses me off.
Take the license plate. I turn it.
They just threw one out the window.
I was on the phone phone, hands-free, by the way. Yeah. But
you should have citizen's arrest. You should have pit maneuvered him.
And guess where it happened? The Uptown.
Of course it did.
The Uptown.
Yeah, never mind. So, you don't want to pit maneuver.
Yeah, no, don't do that. You don't want to do that.
So, hey, Luke Isaac, Justin's dead. Don't bother coming in. Yeah.
You're going to have to.
Maneuvered a guy on the south side for littering.
I will say this was not a guy, though. This was a female.
Totally turned him in.
Yeah. So people that don't put shopping carts away and litterers, I've lumped them in the same category versus unnecessarily loud muffler guy. It's always a guy.
Yeah.
And you know, those people, they drive down 224, they drive in the loudest, you know, in the quietest parts to piss people off. So
does that include the guy driving the diesel truck that burns coal?
Yes. That is 100%. 100% that guy.
Right,
too.
His turn is
so it. We're gonna start with Joe on this.
Well,
one.
Can we put Harley Davidson's in there? Because they used to piss me off quite a bit waking the baby up going down the street.
You're in Struthers, right?
I was in Struthers.
It's probably Bob.
Well, as much as annoying as that is, I'm gonna go with shopping cart too, because that is something that regularly happens. The tailpipe thing, not so much, but yeah, shopping carts it is.
Okay.
When I go to Ruley's, I always return my cart. But what I like to do is make a little fun game out of it, and you just go for like three. So you like, or you're winding up your shopping cart, and you like let it go from far away.
Yeah.
To like hit it in the thing, and then if it goes in, you're good. If not, you got to chase after your
shopping cart. And we talked about that before. If it misses, you go get it.
Yeah, of course.
You have fun with
but
it.
But I do like launching that thing. As far as it is fun.
Make a game of it.
Can I criticize that?
Yeah.
Those shopping carts cost like $800 a piece. And when they slam into one another, they break the wheels. And then when I'm pushing around, guess what it does?
Yeah.
Squeak, 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 because of you.
Part, yeah.
Have you ever watched the show Trailer Park Boys?
Yeah.
One of the guys, his job, what he lives in a trailer park, what he does is every time he goes shopping at the store, he takes the shopping cart and there's a hill by the store. And he throws the shopping cart down the hill. Right? So then later on in the day, he comes back after the store is closed at midnight and collects all the shopping carts he threw down the hill, repairs them, and then sells them back. Sells them back to the store.
That's genius. That's better than a nutrition store.
Yeah, right. Sells them back to the store. Bubbles is his name. It's great. Great show.
Brilliant.
But I'm picking the loud muffler guy. Because the loud muffler guy is usually just an asshole.
It's true.
You know? I feel like he's more of an asshole than the shopping cart person.
Okay.
So I think I feel like the loud muffler guy was more of a problem in the 90s and 2000s than it is today.
I agree.
I think that's back then.
These EVs are putting those guys.
Remember the people that used to have the systems in their cars?
My buddy had he had a Ford Ranger with like giant speakers and we couldn't sit in all the way because they had the speakers. Did you have that? Joe had it.
You would have totally had it. And like the rear view mirror's like shaking and you can't even see
it. Deaf now. Where do you think that came
from? Here's a question. Did you used to drive around Bourbon, Joe?
Mill Creek Park.
Shops of Bourbon.
I used to take trips around in my Fiero. I had a Fiero.
Regulator!
I had a Fiero with speakers in it. Yeah, that was what I did. So anyways, the muffler things, I think those days are gone. I'm going to go with the litterers and the shopping carts because that's just, I hike a lot.
Yeah.
And the litter by the roads is just gross.
It's especially this time of year before the growth. All right. Litterer / shopping cart moves on. All right. Next one. This one hits close to home. I think you guys have been talking about this. So
it's actually a picture of Luke on the sheet right here.
You put it up there. We didn't put it up the graphic. I'll share it on, I'll share it on social media.
I
was a graphic.
See Luke right there.
See Luke
and his
homeboy in the back.
Too many deer.
I got too many deer in Mill Creek Park.
Oh my God. So, but before, remember Mill Creek Park was getting complaints about them people killing the Canadian geese because there was too many. Yeah. Now there's too many deer. I saw you guys. Hey, let's let some wolves loose.
That was Eisenhower.
They did that in Yellowstone. The ecosystem returned to balance.
Yeah, mountain lions and wolves got freaking murked on the trails too. I'm pretty sure
that's probably true. Yeah. So basically, we're just saying on this one, which one's worse? Canadian. Here's my opinion. I worked at an elementary school and there was Canadian geese all over. Those things would shit everywhere.
Yeah.
And it's like dog shit. Yeah. It's not like little rabbit. Yeah. It's gross. So I'm voting for Canadian. I don't get a vote, but that's what I'd vote
for. I can't stand Canadian geese. At least deer like leave you alone and will like go away. And when you
they're
get
kind of cute.
The geese are just annoying. And like you said, you walk through a yard after a bunch of geese have been there. It's gonna be covered in shit.
Football fields. Baseball fields, they're everywhere. It's annoying. So, geese.
Okay. Geese? You going geese or deer, Isaac?
Geese.
Sure. You going geese or deer?
I was up in Akron, and they had this trail of Canadian geese that walked across the road. And these assholes can fly. And they took their good old time stopping traffic. Yeah. And they even slowed down when they saw cars coming. Yeah. So, geese are assholes.
They're they really are.
I do want to make a comment about the deer, though, because they're talking about doing the hunts and selling tickets. And, like, there's a bunch of people on Facebook upset because they're going to have people go into the park and kill these deer and hunt and stuff like that. And I just would like everyone to know that's complaining about that. I will be the first person signing up to go hunting in the park.
Yes.
Awesome. And you listen.
I am just letting everyone know.
I am not a hunter. I'm just going to say this real quick. Yep. I am not a hunter. I'm not someone that is like for killing of animals. However, when there's overpopulation, they're going to get killed by car. They're going to mess up a lot of people's exactly.
I fish, I hunt and it's not like I'm like I'm gonna go kill a deer because I'm a man.
Exactly.
I make burgers, I make vet, my kids love it. We do it and I like the sport of hunting. I think it's fun. And let me tell you what, you think it's like easy to go in there, and I guarantee if they open it up and they send 32 people in every weekend, I'll bet one of those people get a deer. I think as long as it's
done humanely, I have no problem with it.
Yeah.
So. And like, I think a bullet is better than starvation.
That's true too.
Well, they're not even saying about bullets with the people. It's going to be archery or crossbow because they don't want shooting.
Yeah.
If you go to some of these people on Facebook, they don't care. They don't want these deer dead. Like they're just making up. Oh, it's going to be guns. It's going to be middle of the day. People are going to get shot walking. Shut up.
I think the best option is we get some beautiful, like 6 to 10 wolves, 6 to 10 mountain lions,
let them go.
And 6 to 10 grizzly bears. And we just let them go in there.
That's a great idea.
Maybe like 2 lions.
those aren't really natural predators of deer, but
2 lions, just go ahead.
Alligators. I mean, there's probably enough COVID money. You can just build a whole fence around the whole park.
You don't even need a fence. There's enough.
Just let them in. It's the Hunger Games.
Yeah.
I mean, just walking and just get multi-mountain
life. Yeah. No, like you want to, that would immediately, you just have to let everybody know, hey, you know, walk at your own risk. There's now 6 to 10 wolves, 6 to 10 mountain lions, and 6 to 10.
Might want to keep an eye out.
Don't kill the white deer though. Leave the albino.
I would say that's fair. Yeah, you don't want to touch
that. Leave the, that's probably bad. Yeah. Bad luck.
Native Americans never killed
bad juju.
The white deers ever.
Okay. All right. All right. Last one. Last bracket. So the deer, or I'm sorry, the geese moved on. Downtown Youngstown parking, which is terrible.
Yeah.
Terrible.
Yeah.
Versus. And this is all communities.
That's tough.
Potholes.
Cool. Yeah.
I mean, there was a pothole on McClurg Road that actually got a name a year or two ago because it took out so many cars. So, Joe, you are down here almost every day. So I'm going to let you start with the downtown parking versus potholes. And what do you think?
All right. So if you come down here often enough, you kind of figure out parking. If you're new to it, parking sucks, but you figure out what places are open. Two consecutive years, $1,000 worth of rim and tire damage on potholes. F those things. Potholes for sure.
Okay. I lived downtown for a while, and I'll tell you what, I brought at least 5 to 10 friends to the impound, the place where you pick up your car.
Yeah.
It's towed. Mm-hmm. So, dude, parking downtown is so bad and so frustrating and so annoying.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, potholes all across Youngstown, everywhere.
And I'll tell you what, I go out to Colorado from time to time. I go out west in the south from time to time. They don't use salt on the road, so they don't get like potholes like we do. It's the salt that like eats up that road.
The road.
I don't know.
I love the people though. Like one of our family friends in Canfield. He was filling the potholes on his street. They were so bad and they weren't doing anything. He was filling them with like mulch and dirt and planting flowers like in the middle of the potholes.
Good for him.
And then people were like, hey, don't do that. He's like, fix the freaking pothole.
Yeah. Yeah. Do it. Right.
Yeah.
That you're going to cause a wreck. No, I'm not.
Yeah. You're going to run over a flower. That's all that's going to happen. Yeah. He was like putting little gardens in each one of them.
So you went with potholes.
You're going potholes?
You're going potholes?
Yeah.
Your opinion still matters, though.
It does. I'm going to say, here's the thing. I don't get out much. I don't drive much. I try not to. I work from home. I don't go anywhere.
Yeah.
So when I do go, it's either Bannon's games. I go downtown a lot. So I will say downtown because it's a joke, the parking.
It is.
And I think the city leaders know it because they make money off of it. And because, you know, they're towing people, you got to pay them, you got a ticket. The ticket people, I don't know how they're terrible. Like immediately they're giving you a ticket.
Our buddy had lived in Wick Tower. He had over $1,000 in parking tickets that he had to pay off before he could get his license renewed.
Yeah.
Dear Lord.
I don't think and the city has, they're doing nothing to solve the problem.
No,
nothing.
I agree.
Nothing.
I agree.
Yeah. So I'm going to say
yes, downtown. The worst aspect of it too is, like, let's say you want to come down and grab a pizza. Like, there's nowhere to park for a second.
Yeah.
Yep.
Because it's all taken.
Especially on Federal Street.
Yeah.
Like, there needs to be some sort of deck or something.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you could always build up. That's easy. So.
Or underground.
Yeah.
Under the
I mean,
like, that's what Pittsburgh does.
Well, there's a deck by the Y, right?
Yes.
But that's not really close to where all the restaurants are.
Exactly. Yeah. Unless you're going to the hotel.
Yeah.
You know, one. Right. Right. Yeah.
Wow.
So,
okay.
All right. Well, potholes moves on in that one. So second we round. Are on to the second round and we're going to go kind of quicker on this one.
Yeah,
we're going cloudy days moved on versus overzealous sports parents. This is our regional final here to get to the final four. So,
who's going to go first?
Overzealous
sports
parents. I need a pen.
I'll write it in for you.
Okay.
Guys, so you have it.
Overzealous.
I got my answer already. I'm gonna go with cloudy days.
Sorry, I'm going overzealous sports.
Yeah,
that's a hard one for a win.
Summer days, Joe. We get some.
You know what ruins? You know what ruins a? You know what's worse than a cloudy day? A cloudy day at a sports event with overzealous parents.
Yeah. A sunny day at a sports game where there's two parents punching each other in the face. That is way worse.
So parents are moving on.
Yeah.
All right. Parents in the final four there. All right. Now we have the never ending construction versus We went with a nutrition, I believe, didn't we?
Yeah, we went.
We went with nutrition. So Never-Ending Construction versus the nutrition companies, places, businesses.
I'm going to say nutrition.
Nutrition.
Construction.
There you go. Sorry, Joe.
All right.
Real fast, look at Stacey's comment. She goes, I offered to make Smash Deer Head for a raffle to one of those advocates that didn't go over well like it intended. I literally have to unfollow you guys. I get so little done when my notification goes off for this podcast. I sit here and talk to myself for 30 to 45 minutes and don't answer calls. Welcome to the show. This is
what we do. So I wonder what Stacey does for a living. So I feel bad.
I know she makes her smash cake. She, like, you ever see these cakes? She makes these little cakes.
Oh, yeah, those are sweet. Cool. Yeah. Little
kids love hot chocolate bombs.
Okay.
Yeah. They're really good.
She makes donated a bunch of stuff.
Like alcoholic ones too that are really good.
All right, hey Stacy, Project MKC has a benefit dinner coming up if you feel like. So I'll do a little plug there. Okay, so political parties versus litterers.
Politics all day. I cannot stand politics. It is the worst.
Politics. I agree.
Politics
and the people that
I can tell you right now who this is going to come down to. Do you know who's coming? This is coming down to right there. I think those last two. It's going to come down to those two. It's going to be tough.
All right, we got. Deer, too many deer in Mill Creek Park versus potholes.
No, we did geese.
Geese. Potholes. Thank you. Potholes.
Potholes for sure.
Man, cost you $2,000.
Yeah.
That would be. I'm gonna say geese though because I hate geese poop.
It's freaking gross. All right, so we have our final four of overzealous sports parents
versus
construction, Never-Ending Construction.
I think we did nutrition.
Nutrition. Damn it. Boy, that's sorry. Tough. All right. So they're all so close. So overzealous sports parents versus the nutrition shops.
Okay.
Versus blindly supporting political parties versus potholes.
Whew.
So let's go parents, overzealous sports parents versus insert town name nutrition. Who wants to start on this one?
I'll go with nutrition.
Joe goes one vote for nutrition versus parents.
I'm going nutrition too.
You guys are
that does it.
I disagree with that. Both of that. Overzealous parents are the worst thing to happen to freaking sports and our communities and the world ever. Versus a stupid store that sells stupid shit.
As a former coach, who you know, I had mostly good experiences. I will still say on that one.
I've coached. I've played. Mm-hmm. I still coach. There's no way. I've ref too. That's it.
Let the coaches coach, let the refs ref, let the kids play.
I agree. I just think that an entire thing that is formed on a lie that is literally just manipulating people into being skinny. I see a lot of very large people sitting in those places getting drinks.
I'm gonna get one after this.
And I think it's just a lie. It's just fake, man. It's wrong on so many levels.
I've seen so many documentaries on you know, like cults and shit like that. And I'm not saying this is a cult, but it's pretty bad. It's pretty bad.
Give you a tea with your shit. Yeah, and it's $17
and by the way
a shake you might as well spend the $17 because you can't buy the shake by itself without getting the tea, and you might as well get the tea because it's the same price and they cost the same, which doesn't make any sense because it all comes from a powder, so it shouldn't be $17.
But they got to pay for their luxury meetings down in Fort Lauderdale or the Bahamas or something like that too. So
you're gonna get a cease and desist. We're sorry, we're gonna get a cease and desist from Herbalife.
I'm sure they have much bigger fish.
Yeah, right, exactly.
All right, so final one here: political versus potholes. Is that what we're doing? Mm-hmm. Yep. So basically, blindly supporting political parties versus too many potholes in and around the Youngstown area.
That is a good one.
I'll go first because I already know my answer. Blindly supporting political parties all day long. Potholes would be fixed if people didn't blindly support
that. That is a huge thought.
That's a good argument.
Very good argument.
That's what I'm thinking. Potholes would be fixed if people didn't blindly support political parties.
Dude, you convinced me. I think that is 100% the truth.
Joe, your opinion still matters.
$2,000. $2,000.
Well, okay, here's logic then. Potholes cost me $2,000. Politicians probably cost me $20,000.
Exactly. Right? Yeah, yeah. Right?
Very That's good. True, too. So we have our final matchup set. We have insert town name nutrition versus.
You guys voted for it. That's how you had it totally set up for overzealous parents and the other one.
If we're technically, if we don't say the H word and we don't say the town name in front of nutrition, technically we're not saying anything bad. We're not calling out an individual place either. So,
well, it's an opinion.
Yeah, it is an opinion. Feeling. That's a good point.
You should have added on here, people who say you're going to get sued for slander. I'm going to sue you for slander or libel because it's so hard to do that.
They don't realize.
They don't even realize it.
They don't even know. Or
you aren't letting me do this. You aren't letting me talk about this. It's my freedom of speech to talk about. I'm allowed to have my freedom of speech to talk about that. You're not letting me do it.
Yeah.
Like on Facebook pages and stuff. When it's Facebook, it's not the government.
Right. Yeah, people like, don't get that. That's another pet peeve of mine. We could have threw that in there.
So, insert town name nutrition versus blindly supporting political parties.
Politics sucks, man. I'm going politics all day. I hate politics.
I mean, you already know it. Vote Joe. You already know it.
Well, it's not even a good matchup. This is like JV versus NBA.
You guys voted out.
No, right. It's the sides. It's because this side was way better than the other one. This happens all the time in sports.
That's annoying.
Politics all day.
All day.
100%. Stop blindly following political parties, you freaking sheep. I'll say that all day. It's so stupid.
And he's not saying that you're a sheep.
Look at the hail.
Oh, damn.
Joe's Tesla's going to get messed up.
Nail.
Oh, it's whoa, literally dude, hailing. Hail. Whoa, all right, I re-vote for too many cloudy days.
Seriously, look at that. It's like an awesome
This is, oh my God.
Holy dude, shit.
Can you get the camera on that? Holy
wow. Dude. That is
not my Nissan Sentra.
Oh my God.
Not my 2012 Rusty Suburban.
It is literally hailing right now.
Wow.
This is God's wrath of telling us you're bitching about too many.
Yeah, they paid for this to happen.
Herbalife is like, I will cast you down.
Oh, man.
Wow. Swarm of locusts.
Right?
Wow. That's crazy.
So our winner was the basically shitty political people. So
I mean, that makes total sense.
Yeah. And around here, we're going to wrap this up in 3 minutes, but around here that has held this city back too, because of corrupt politicians and, you know, even going back to mob ties with like money in people's pocket, not getting stuff done that needs to get done. And, you know, it
people
is what it is.
Need to wake up. And I do think it's happening around here. You could see it where people are starting to pay attention to the fact that the people they're voting for don't care. Mm-hmm. Don't like they're doing the same thing over and over and over. I think it's going to happen. And
some of the Trumbull County commissioners, they care too much.
I don't even know.
I don't ever want her to get not elected. I'm going to help her campaign. Yeah. I seriously am going to volunteer to campaign her, we can have another 4 years of her being.
The good thing, though, is like technology does nothing but expose them more and more. So it's almost like that is the good thing about technology is exposing those crazy people, and it spreads like wildfire when it's crazy enough.
Well, and people can monitor more. Like, I think before people, if you didn't go to these town meetings, you didn't go to the community, you'd never see anything. You didn't know what was going on. You just read about it in the newspaper. That's you good. Get little chunks. And now you get everything.
And you guys share those, a lot of the meetings, especially in Poland.
Love it. Yeah.
The South Range school board stuff.
They hate it. I swear to God, they hate us sharing that stuff.
Yeah.
Because they want to keep everything on the down low and not have people involved. Yeah. I swear.
Sweep it under the rug. Yeah.
So.
You guys have another show coming up tonight. What's on your show tonight?
Tonight we have, I'm so excited. We got puppies coming in.
Yeah.
Oh, puppies.
Do
you know my sister is the board of the president of the animal charity?
Is she coming in tonight?
I don't know. I didn't know about those.
Yeah. Angels, well, not Angels for Animals, Mahoning County Humane Society / the
animal charity.
Charities are coming on tonight. They're bringing in some puppies to show off.
Is it puppies or just dogs?
It's dogs. I'm saying.
Okay.
Well, it's dogs.
Okay. Some good ones down
yeah,
there.
Yeah. So they're going to bring some dogs and we're going to talk about what they do. You know, animals, obviously dogs for sure. You know, it's like, I feel always feel so bad for those poor,
yeah.
you know,
oh my God,
everything
yeah.
else like that. Yeah. So, yeah. So we're going to have them on there and talk about what they do and go from there. And awesome. Then tomorrow we got Maludic Lives, a basketball game,
yeah.
which will be
yeah.
insane. A lot of work.
So. I will do my best to tune in to that a little bit, at least catch some
to,
of this. So
I'm going to have to study a little bit tonight, Joe. Get some names and numbers.
I'm not doing anything. I'm going in totally cold.
I think totally it's good.
I think it'll be fun. You I think that's the way to do it.
Just pick out like what they look like and then use that like Ginger Kid and
oh yeah.
Do
yeah,
that.
Yeah.
That would go over
make it like make it like Rachel. Like yes! That's that Italian kid just shot a three, Isaac.
Yes. I don't want to do that. You can. I'm not gonna trouble that.
Yeah, okay. So
well, we appreciate you guys coming in. I've been on your guys' show once or twice, and you guys have come down here a couple times. So yeah. Appreciate you guys and
absolutely.
What do we say? A rising tide.
Rising tide
lifts all boats. So yeah,
we will always help you guys out. And we no appreciate doubt. Everything you guys do.
All right. Well, MLO Bros, check them out. We appreciate them coming down to Youngstown Studio. Make sure to follow us. Make sure to follow them. And hopefully you guys enjoyed this bracket. I will post it on social media and you guys can nitpick it and agree and disagree with us. So
Joe, make me an espresso.
For Joe. For Isaac, bye. For Luke, I'm Justin. Everybody
Joe
have a good weekend.
Thank you for listening to this show on Youngstown Studio. If you like our programming, we invite you to subscribe to our YouTube channel, follow our Facebook page, or subscribe to your favorite podcast platform like iTunes or Spotify. This is original Youngstown content, and we would